Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit. Life is going to give us a kicking sometimes. Particularly at midlife, it can feel like an onslaught, such as navigating careers, finances, maybe divorce and moving homes. Unfortunately, a lot of it we can't control.
But some things we can, such as how we treat ourselves. Yet sadly, but understandably, the actions we take often make things worse. So in this episode, we're going to share our thoughts on controlling the controllables and give you actionable ways to help you feel better and regain your power. Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift the lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors with me, James.
Me, Claire.
We're laughing because we just had a little squabble over the microphone. Basically, Claire is very loud on these podcasts, as you've probably observed.
So
I try and angle it a bit more towards me. I tend to be quieter. What Claire does is she leans forward and close to the mic more and more as the podcast goes on. She elbows me out of the way.
You're so dramatic. I don't elbow you out the way.
So as we started, she suddenly reached for the mic and angled it towards her more.
But then we had to stop it because I realised actually he is correct and I am much louder than him on these podcasts, just in general. But that's why we're giggling. Although, if anyone's ever done any of our workout videos, you will notice that James likes to take centre stage of that.
Yeah, so obviously.
Your dance space, you know, you just take up a lot of dance space when you're doing our workouts.
Well,
Claire, live.
Out,
he literally positions himself
us,
in
who
the middle.
Has a background as a professional fitness DVD
dancer,
instructor, dancer. me, back in the day.
Listen, you can't say that out loud because the more you say it, the more people are going to want to see it. And I lost in the annals of time.
The technology is lost.
I do have a copy. I'm going to use it for at some point to really, really. What's the word?
Blackmail.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Brain fog. Then perimenopause. Anyone? Blackmail you. That's the right word. Yes. Anyway. We're just wittering away as we're recording this, aren't we?
We are. Do you know what? We're going to talk today about controlling the controllables.
Love this.
Because this is when you're feeling kind of out of kilter. Like maybe you've slipped off your goal. You're just feeling like a bit low.
Something's happened in your life.
You're struggling to get into a rhythm with something. We're going to talk about how you can actually get back on track. So
we are. Yes. And I think at midlife, this is particularly important because we have so many pressures and there's so many things that happen in our life at midlife that we really wanted to discuss. Basically, controlling the things that you can control and making sure that you know what those are and making sure that you look after yourself when things are going a bit crazy. But just having said that, anyone else go a bit crazy over the full moon? Talking about controlling the controllables, everyone said that it's been quite a powerful full moon.
Powerful full moon. We actually saw it this morning. So interestingly, we live in central London, as you'll know if you're regular listeners. Well, we split our time between there and other places, but we're in central London at the moment. And they do say that over the full moon, emergency services get like on average like 30% more call outs. And certainly last night, I was woken up quite a few times by noise in the street, people like singing, playing music as they walk down the road.
I thought you were going to say say you got arrested by the police last night.
That'd be a totally different story.
For being outside.
I was tucked up in bed by 8:30.
We were in bed really early last night. But yes, it was a really... When we went to the gym this morning at 5:30 in the morning.
Amazing moon, wasn't it?
Unbelievably massive moon. But yeah, it has interrupted our sleep quite a lot in the last few days and made us feel a little bit off kilter, to be honest.
It has, but still, the sun is shining now. It's a beautiful day. We're up early. We're in the gym. We were out of the gym and back off on a walk across Hampstead Heath, having done a workout by about 7:15 or something this morning.
Yeah. So everything was done by about 8:30.
Really good. Home. Really good.
Okay, so let's dive in to, can't really talk about what we've been up to, really, because we've just been heads down. But I would say...
Well, we've had some amazing interviews that are going to be coming out shortly.
Yes, and we also had Liz Earle last week, and we've had so much amazing feedback from that podcast, and we had amazing feedback from our 4-day mini course that we did that was all around optimizing hormones and hacking your metabolism. It's the third time we've run it, third or fourth, and people are still commenting on all the live videos inside our Midlife Mentors community group on Facebook. If you are not a member of our Midlife Mentors community on Facebook, you are really, really missing out, because it's where we are all the time sharing insane valuable content to help midlifers navigate this challenging time of their life. So if you're not in there, the link is always in the show notes, so do make sure you join us and we will let you right on.
Yeah, it was amazing running that, amazing, and we just interviewed some amazing people. So podcasts coming up with some really interesting guests covering all kinds of different areas. Really excited about a few of those.
Really, really excited. So without further ado, let's go into this. Is going to be quite a short one actually, but it was just something that we wanted to share with you. So as we said, it's about controlling the controllables, because life does give us a bit of a kicking sometimes, and at midlife it can feel like a bit of an onslaught. You know, we've got pressures at work, we've got finances, family issues, potentially breakups and divorces, you know, moving home, children flying the nest, and quite frankly we are going to experience more than potentially other times of our life, you know, that loss, grief, pain, failure, insane levels of stress. So, you know, a lot of things we can't control. A lot of these things are happening to us. We can't necessarily control those things. And to try and control those things actually just brings about more stress. It's very futile to try and control these things.
Yeah, I was saying, those are all quite personal. I was just reflecting on something else. Like, I feel in the last couple of weeks, even like world events, the news has been crazier than normal, right? So that has an impact as well. We've got obviously the Ukraine situation continuing. We've got OPEC's decision to like raise oil prices again. We're already looking at like massive inflation on food prices, interest rates going up. We've got the whole Trump circus going on again over in the States again. A lot in the world to distract us and make us feel that we are ungrounded and that things are uncertain. So this is why we have to really come back within and focus on controlling what we can control, controlling the controllables.
Absolutely. And I think the main thing, that our main piece of advice, of course, it will always be around this, but when we can control how we treat ourselves, that's when we can regain our power. That's when we can regain a sense of groundedness when we are in this crazy, crazy mixed up world. Whether it's, like James said, social things that are going on in the world, or whether it's personal stuff that's happening to us, what we can control is how we treat ourselves. But sadly, and understandably, this is completely understandable, okay? I don't want us to sound like we're preaching here. Sadly, a lot of us don't treat ourselves well. So when all of these things are going on outside of our control, we don't actually control very well the things that we can control. We don't treat ourselves very well. So a lot of us, you know, reach for the wine to escape the reality of what we're experiencing, even if it's just for a moment. We comfort eat to numb our emotions. We spend hours scrolling through social media to kind of switch off, but only to kind of end up comparing ourselves to other people and not feeling good enough. We know we should get up in the morning probably and move our bodies and exercise, but we hit snooze because we can't face the day and we're too knackered to get up. And we just spend our time watching TV full of negative subliminal messaging, basically. And so these are all things that we do that actually just make everything, all of those things I just mentioned, make these things that we're experiencing so, so much worse in the long run.
Yeah. I was actually reflecting on then the kind of reaching for more things that temporarily give us that dopamine hit, make us feel satisfied, like the alcohol or the food. I was reflecting on, I don't know if, am I showing my age here a bit? Is Easter a bit different now? Because I'm just thinking, you know, when I was a kid, Easter was about, obviously, you get an Easter egg, and normally you get one from your parents, and then probably like one from each set of grandparents, and you'd last them out over a while. But what I'm seeing now, there's like a massive push, like what I'm seeing in media is like, it's Easter eggs, obviously, but then there's a whole thing about like roasts and indulgence and really being pushed out there.
Yeah.
Or am I just not remembering?
No, I think... Well, I don't know. I think we're just in an overconsumption world right now, aren't we? So I think it's all ramped up. So any opportunity that any of the supermarkets or, you know, food outlets or anything, any opportunity to push, eat more food, indulge more. I think, yeah, absolutely, you're right. I think that messaging is massively ramped up and it's everywhere. So it's not just in our supermarkets. It's on our TV. It's on our social media. It's really, really promising, the dopamine hit constantly, the instant dopamine hit, the instant gratification.
Yeah, and this is probably why over 50% of the world's population will be obese by 2035.
Yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely.
Anyway, we digress.
I know, but that is, it's a really important stat. Please say it again, James, because it's really, really important.
Over 50% of the world's population will be obese by 2035.
I mean, what the...
Yeah. It's not good news. We know all the health issues that come with obesity. You know, it suppresses your immune system, increases inflammation in the body. It's a precursor to many chronic diseases, has an impact on your hormone health, has an impact on your mental health, et cetera, et cetera. We've done many podcasts on that, so we won't dwell on it. But
yes.
It's a scary stat.
And don't let yourself be one of those. If we are slipping and sliding into that space, please, please, please do something about it, because there's lots of people out there that already support you.
So if you're in this situation, you're feeling lost, you're feeling a bit off kilter, what can you do to take control that's going to help you deal with this a little bit easier, make you feel more in control, essentially?
Controlling the controllables.
This is a message we actually hammered out in the pandemic, wasn't it, Claire? Because obviously that was a really uncertain time.
Yes, it was. I was just thinking about that again, actually. I was thinking.
We're kind of seeing like crazy rules and regulations. And remember when you had to have a scotch egg with your pint?
Let's not go into that.
We've done a podcast on that. It was constantly changing and the world felt very, very uncertain. And what we advised then was like, you know, take control over what you can control, which is stuff like within and your personal stuff. So let's look at some steps you can take. Number one is, you know, we're not saying don't have them full stop, but maybe make them, you know, just once a week. Swap those takeaways for healthy meals, because you're going to see the benefit from your gut health, your energy levels, your sleep, and your mood improvement. Again, I can't say this enough. There's so much evidence mounting up now that overly processed foods have like such a detrimental impact on our hormone pathways, on our gut health, and a knock-on effect on our mood. So it's not just about, you know, the weight we can put on and stuff associated with that. It's about our mental health as well. So swap those takeaways out for healthier options and you will start to feel better.
Yeah, and as I said about the whole wine thing, I know it's... And it is understandable. All of these are understandable, right? But it's become such a habit that we reach for the wine. And again, we hope that it's going to help release some of that stress. It's going to numb out what we're experiencing for a little while and release us from the reality. But actually, wine is a depressant. Mm-hmm. It is a depressant. We cannot express the last thing you want to do. If you're going through a difficult life situation right now, you're experiencing any of the things I mentioned right at the beginning of this podcast, by having that wine, honestly, it is going to make everything like a million times worse, because it is a depressant. It's going to affect your sleep. It's going to raise cortisol. It's honestly going to play havoc with your hormones. And at midlife, we've already got to all these changing hormones. It really, really is one of the worst things you can actually do for yourself. And again, I'm not sitting here preaching. We want to help you as much as possible manage what's going on in your life and be able to cope with it in a resilient way.
Yeah, and again, you know, we get it. It's kind of numbing out what's happening. It's a way of escaping. So you do get a temporary relief from it. But here's the thing. The next day, because you've had it, you feel a bit worse. So then you turn to it again and then you feel a bit worse. So it's we want to just, you know, be careful of that and reverse that negative flywheel effect. and we want to start moving our bodies. That's also something else happened, right? We just feel like, oh, you know, what's the point? So we'll just kind of almost give up and maybe sit on the couch. In extreme cases, you know, people don't get themselves out of bed. But if you can move your body, even starting with the smallest thing, like just getting outside now, the weather's better, getting some sunlight, great for your vitamin D, by the way. Just get outside and just go for a walk. If you can get into doing something with a bit more intensity, even better, because then you'll like create the endorphins, actually give you a feel-good mood lift as well. So just start moving your body.
Yeah, absolutely. And the next one, again, it's really common to go for the sugar. And the snacks, but the sugar particularly, because again, this is all like dopamine focused, okay? We're getting dopamine hits off of all of this stuff. So we want that temporary lift. We want to feel better for what's going on in our life. So we'll reach for the sugar. And sadly, you know, that's where we get in the cycle a bit like the alcohol. We'll have that temporary hit, then it will drop, then we'll want more. It's highly addictive. It's going to cause inflammation in your body. It's going to lower your immune system. It's going to raise anxiety, raise the chances of you feeling depressed, and create poor gut health. Honestly, again, we can't say this enough. I know it's such a common thing to go for sugar, to go for snacks, to comfort eat. But please, if you're going through a difficult time at the moment, do try and get that under control. Control the controllables. Get that under control, because I promise you, it's only going to make you feel way worse and less able to cope with what's going on in your life.
Yeah. Next one is, right, we're talking about how the external world is maybe filling you with dread or anxiety. So start to filter it out, you know. Yeah, stay informed with what's going on, but don't start obsessing about the news. Just try and wean yourself off watching the news, checking it out online, reading the papers. Just pull back from it so you're not getting that overwhelmed feeling of dread and anxiety. And maybe start to focus on more positive things, like, you know, on social media. Take the main news channels off. We talk about cleaning your feed, stuff that triggers you that you don't like, and remove it and look for positive stuff that will fill your feed instead.
Absolutely. And on that note, really, put your phone away as well, because a lot of, again, we kind of want the distraction. It's distraction. So we look at our phone, we find it's, again, highly addictive. All of these are things highly addictive, right? So put your phone away when you get home so you can relax and spend time with those people that you love. So you can be present, so you can be grounded, so you can find balance in your life. You are constantly on. When you're constantly on your phone, you are on all the time. It's only going to make your life way more stressful. Hormonally as well, the hormonal response to this level of stress. You might not think that your phone is stressful, but it is, because you're looking at Instagram, you're looking at phone. Here's the thing, it's highly stressful. It's that dopamine hit. You're comparing yourself to other people. You're reading things that make you angry, make you cross, that you don't agree with, that frustrate you. It's just very, very important that if you're struggling in life at the moment, that you control your screen time.
Absolutely. And my last one is, well, it's kind of two roll into one, is I say set yourself a goal and start planning. Because here's the thing, like, if we're just drifting through life, you know, we're like a sailboat. Where's the boat safest? In port. But it's not designed for that. Just like you're not designed to be sitting in your comfort zone on your couch doing nothing. You have to set sail, but you wouldn't just go out and bob around and drift. You'd have a destination. You'd have a plan. So, you know, make a plan for something you want to achieve. Doesn't matter, you know, what it is or how small. Just you've got a positive action to move towards, and then start making plans around it. That way, you're not just kind of waking up in the morning and going, oh, it's another day. What am I doing? It's like, I'm a day where I'm going to achieve this thing. Here's my plan to achieve it. I'm up and going. Again, this is giving your subconscious the illusion of certainty. You're in control of that situation, and that will help calm everything down internally for you.
Yeah, well, it's about routine, actually, isn't it? Routine really, really helps calm and soothe our subconscious mind. But as you were saying that, I was just thinking, some people think, well, I'm so overwhelmed. I've got no time. I'm so overwhelmed. I can't deal with what I'm doing in my own life right now. I don't want another goal. Well, here's the thing. A goal can actually energize you. So it can actually, it's not about, yes, of course, you're going to feel like it's adding something to your life. But actually what it's going to add is enthusiasm, energy, routine, structure, which is actually going to really, really help you focus less on the things that you can't control and more on the things that you can control. And that's going to give you so much power, so much clarity, so much focus.
Yeah, I was going to say, listen, it could be something as small as, like, committing to reading a book for like 15 minutes a day to start with, right? And you absolutely everyone can carve out 15 minutes. That's just like putting your phone down for a bit longer. You know, ideally like half an hour a day, reading a book, like upskilling, getting some more knowledge. That's like the smallest but easiest steps you can take. Mm. And you can find time for that. It doesn't have to be, it has to be like, oh, I'm going to commit to doing a triathlon in a month's time. Just find something that you know you can achieve, because again, that will send the reinforcement that I'm succeeding at this, which in turn will give you like positive feelings. Mm. And just make a plan and stick to it.
Yeah, it's shifting your focus, basically, to actually being disciplined, to self-trust, to self-acceptance. It's a really, really powerful thing is, yeah, planning that time, having a routine, and having a goal that's outside of everything else that you're kind of trying to deal with. And I just really want to re-emphasize, please don't see it as just another extra thing. It can absolutely energize you. It can help you feel expansive and way more positive in your life. So I just want to say, like, they're our seven, giving you a few kind of little extra ones there. But, you know, none of this is a quick fix. It's not easy. And you've got to stick with it. Okay, you can't think, oh, I'm going to control the controllables right now, and I'm going to do that for 2 days, and I'm going to feel better. Mm-mm. Of course you're not. You need to stick to this. And I wouldn't say do all of these things, but even if we could just take alcohol, for example, just for instance, you know that that's something, you're going through a struggle right now, you're going through a difficult time in your life, and you know that you are using alcohol as a crutch, but having just listened to what we've just said, you know it's actually making you feel way worse and way less able to cope with what's going on in your life. So even if you chose that one and was like, okay, how can I control this? How can I make this mine? How can I change this for myself? So it might be I'm going to commit to doing 5 days in the week, alcohol free. And then at the weekends, I'm going to make sure that I just have a couple of glasses of wine. It could be something like that. We're not saying do all seven of these. Pick one that you know that resonates with you, that you know is actually going to have the best benefit on making you feel better and more able to cope with what's going on. But you've got to do it for the long term. You can't just go, okay, I'm going to do that for a couple of days. It's not a quick fix. It's going to take some time and it's not always easy. But you've got to understand that keep going for this dopamine, this, you know, this quick fix, this instant gratification to make you feel better is only going to be more negative in the long run. Mm. So I just wanted to say that, you know, make sure you're grabbing back your power, your control. Because yeah, it will make you more accepting of what's going on in your life right now. Hmm. So
I hope you find that useful. I think that's it. I've got an impassioned plea for you. So many people have contacted us recently going, listen to your podcast. I love it. I love the tips. Love that. Thank you so much. We always love getting feedback, but here's an impassioned plea. Help more people find it. If you're liking it, please tell your friends. Please share it. Please also just take 2 minutes to drop us a positive review on whatever platform you're listening on. It all helps. So
it does. You might not think it does.
That'd be a real benefit to us and to other people who can then find it, discover it, and get takeaways from it as well.
It does. And I'm going to say this. We actually make sure that this is the best possible listening experience for you. We've been approached by people to have sponsorship on the show, but I absolutely, some of my favourite podcasts, I really, really cringe at the ads on it still, and it frustrates me. So I don't want that experience for you guys. So we don't take sponsorship. So our little fee for not doing that is hopefully, fingers crossed, for you to share this with as many people and give us a glowing review, because it bumps us up the charts. It helps more people find us. And that, my friends, is a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Right. If you're listening to this live, have a wonderful weekend. If you're listening to it later, just have a wonderful time, and we'll speak to you soon.
Happy Easter. Bye. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. What? Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.